Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What You Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Hi, Jenny. Welcome to the What You Read Next podcast.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name's Jenny Bayliss, and The 12 Dates of Christmas is my first novel. I live in England in a little seaside town with my husband. We've got two grown-up sons who live away from home now. But they did come back for the first lockdown because, you know, there wasn't much food in the shops, but now they've gone back home. So,
Oh my gosh. And you're back in a lockdown, right? You're again, is that what's going on?
We are. Yes, from Thursday, we're back in lockdown from last Thursday, and then that's until, I think, December the 4th, I think.
Wow. Yeah, we're going lockdown, like, even though I think because everyone's worried about the elections, like, people have not been paying attention to COVID. We are somehow going back in lockdowns, and I think in the next few weeks, that may go back into the second, you know, the first wave of, you know, lockdowns again here.
Yeah.
So it is crazy. So what inspired you to become a writer?
I always wanted to be a writer. I guess books made me want to be a writer. You know, I've always sort of loved them. And my dad just kind of really, there was also a lot of books in our house, and my dad really sort of instilled a reverence for books. And I think it's just something that I always wanted to do. I was always writing stories, you know, I was always like such a nerd.
I love this. And so what was your journey to get the 12 Dates of Christmas published?
Well, it was a weird one. You know, the universe has kind of a way of throwing you kind of like a curveball every now and again. So I was a baker for years, and then I had a neck injury and I couldn't do it anymore. I had to have surgery and I just couldn't bake. So I was looking for another job, but, you know, I was kind of like mid 40s, a baker that can't bake, trying to find another job. And so I thought, you know what, I'm going to use this time while everyone's turning me down for job interviews to just write that book, you know, that I've really wanted to write. And so I did, I used that time. And then I also managed to get another job in an antiques jeweler's, but which was lovely. That's kind of how it happened. Just having that time, you know, the universe deciding that I wasn't going to bake anymore.
Oh my gosh. So what's your writing process look like? Did you follow an outline or did you see the register leads? Yeah.
I get the idea and then I kind of know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I have like the beginning and the end and I have some bits in the middle, but nothing is, it's, I don't necessarily write it in order. So I'll think like I'll have a really great idea for something that might happen three quarters of the way through. So I think, well, I'll just write that down because I really feel that today. And then, you know, and it's just kind of like at the end, it's like a jigsaw puzzle and I put all the pieces together and hope that there's a complete jigsaw.
So how do you develop your characters? Do they come to you? Do you brainstorm? Like, what's the process like?
A lot of them sort of do come to me, but I think I do have to brainstorm them a bit because I want them to be rounded. I don't want them to be like real 2D characters. So I have to try and, you know, try and make sure that they've got the right amount of flaws in them, you know, because nobody's perfect. So I don't want to write if somebody's, you know, a bit of an arse, I don't want them to be all bad. And equally somebody who's really nice, I don't want them to be just, you know, miss perfect. So I think it's so there is a lot of that kind of searching to make sure that they're rounded enough.
Fascinating. So let's talk about 12 Dates of Christmas. Was this a source of inspiration?
Well, I am an absolute Christmas nut. I just love it. And I was cleaning the bathroom, actually. It's weirdly that the bathroom, because I have a really uninspiring bathroom. It's really small and just white. But I do seem to get my ideas in there. So anyway, I was cleaning the bathroom and it was nearly Christmas and I was singing the 12 Days of Christmas to myself like a bad person. And then I just thought, oh, what would happen if someone went on like 12 dates of Christmas? How would that work? And then that kind of spiraled. And by the time I'd finished cleaning the bathroom, I was like, oh yeah, no, I'm going to write this.
And so how did you brainstorm 12 dates? Because you're like unique enough. Like, what was the process like to just figure out, like, you know, how are you going to take Kate on this journey?
Well, I was sort of thinking of things that we have. A lot of it was down to, you know, like when you buy people birthday experiences or you kind of go out with your friends. And I was thinking of the things that we would buy for each other as you know, as those kinds of like lovely birthday experiences, because they could equally be dates. So, you know, like that we've got like local vineyards. So that's like, you know, that's, we've done that for my sister and her husband, and the cocktail making, you know, you can go to London and do cocktail making. So there's all these different kinds of things. So it was kind of, I was thinking of those things that were, you know, accessible and things that I would kind of think that a normal person would be able to do, you know, rather than, I don't know, doing a day's flying a helicopter or something like that, which just wouldn't be in our, you know, in our sphere.
Yeah, like it was just fun to just see all these like random disasters, just seeing like one after the other. You're like, oh yeah, oh, I can see a date happening here, or oh, this is interesting. You know, so what are some of your upcoming projects? What can we expect from your work?
Well, I've just finished writing a second novel. So that is, I'm in the process of editing that at the moment, because it was just gigantic. So I knew it was way too big. So, but that was kind of good, because that meant that I, you know, had to, you can then make it smaller and you just keep in the stuff that's, you know, more relevant rather than, you know, all the sky and stuff like that I like to write about. So, so it's another rom-com and it's going to be set in autumn, because it seems to be that, I mean, I've thought about writing about summer, but autumn and winter for me, they're my favorite times of year. I don't know if that's very popular with people or not, but I just like that whole hunkering down thing.
Yes, it's like cozy time. I feel like I love Christmas novels. Like your Christmas rom-coms are like the my go-to feeling, like feel good. And I just love autumn. Like I feel like that's a time to just like be in the fireplace, eat some, you know, drink some hot drink and just like just enjoy reading, hunker around with a good book, you know, getting lost with it. I love this. And I love that you wrote a Christmas novel, which is like perfect for this season. I think this is like, this book is like perfect 2020 reading, because it's like escapism. You're like, you see couples come together, you know, you see the fans that we don't get to do now. We're locked down. So
yeah, that's it. Yeah. No lockdown in this book.
There's no lockdown. It's like, you just have to suspend belief. You're like, okay, it's like 2019 or 2022. You
know? Yeah. Back in the days when you could just, sort of, you could hug your friends and you didn't have to elbow bump your colleagues to say hello.
Yeah, you can go to a bar. You
know? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and not have to wear a mask. So
So I love this. So now let's go to a round of book recommendations. This is an opportunity for you to share with the audience what the show is next. What is your favorite genre?
There's lots of different things I like to read, but I think what I find quite cozy is, I don't know if you have this sort of genre over in America, but we have, like, we call it cozy murder, which sounds terrible because obviously murder is never cozy, but you know, so I like that whole you know, the big country house and all the guests are there, and you know, that kind of, like, it's the 1920s or the 1930s, and you know, and then there's, you know, there's a murder and it's like a proper whodunit, you know, I love all that. And I also love, I mean, obviously I love rom-coms. Who doesn't love a rom-com? But I like, you know, ghost stories as well, but like old fashioned ones, you know, like Victorian Gothic kind of M.R. James, you know. So I think, which again, that leads me back to the big old country houses. I must be obsessed with big old country houses.
I love this. Yes, we have in America, it's called Cozy Mysteries. And he's usually like a sleuth. Here in America, it's like a murderer, and there's a sleuth who's like a baker, or it could be like some random, you know, thing who works who's like in a romance with the cop, and then they're like trying to solve the mystery of who killed the person, you know.
Oh yeah, that's my cup of tea right there.
Yeah, there's quite a few. So it's kind of like a fun, you know, if you like romance, there's like, this is like a little cozy, you know, little mystery. It's not too gory. It's just like enough. It feels like good. So.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. If it gets too real, I'm not interested. Yeah. I like it, you know, strictly cozy. Thanks.
Yeah. So what has been a book that you read this past year that you love?
There's been quite a few actually, and I found myself really sort of drawn towards books that are, yeah, kind of, I guess, not at all gritty and kind of comforting. So there was one that I read that was called The Authenticity Project by Claire Pooley, and that is about it's a man called Julian, and he writes, it's about stripping away all the layers that we have, you know, where we're all on Instagram and Facebook, and it's like, he writes down his story about the real him, and then he leaves it out for someone to find and invites them to write their real story rather than the story that everybody sees. And what happens is it goes around and people keep writing in it, and these people start coming together and building real friendships, and it kind of really is a real heartwarming book that was just kind of one of those books that felt important to read in 2020.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I feel like that's like a really relevant read to have, so I love this. Tell us where you can find that line.
I'm on Twitter, and I am at Baylis Jenny, which is really just, there's absolutely no imagination involved in the names that I've got for my social media. And you can also find me on Instagram, where I am, where I've changed it up a little bit, and I'm actually at Jenny Baylis. I just wasn't inventive at all when I came up with my names. But it's Jenny with an I on both of those, because in my normal life, I just am Jenny with an I, because I was Jennifer, so short for Jennifer, so that's why it's with an I.
I love this. Thank you, Jenny, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Once you connect with fellow romance readers and make new friends, get weekly book recommendations, attend monthly meetups, then join our Patreon community. You can join at whatreadnextblog.com/Patreon. Romance lovers, check out Queen Bee Reads Etsy shop for cute and comfortable bookish apparel. The shop also features social justice apparel and fun items from some of your favorite TV shows like The Schitt's Creek and The Office. Use code WHATTORead10 to save. Visit whatreadnextblog.com/queenbeereads. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Discover new podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.